Pete, come here.
That's the way to go.
Very funny.
You want to say anything?
I'm too new here to add anything worth listening to. All I can say is that I've seen over the past 30 years small miracles happen. And this is my hope for the future, that there's going to be tens of millions of small miracles. I confess I'm not as optimistic about big organizations, whether it's big business or big government or even big United Nations, although Rachel Carson wrote in her book Silent Spring, really we need international laws internationally enforced. I don't know how we'd get it, but I see that there are millions of people now getting active in a rather interesting way, often rather quiet way. And it's not all with words. It might be sports. Might be food. Might be music or the arts of some sort. But I see them realizing that this world can't go on as it has. With the rich getting richer and the skies and waters getting more polluted. I think I'll end by saying a little story that was told us by Orrin Lyons a year ago. He's the elected leader of the Onondaga Longhouse, you probably know. And he spoke to Clearwater's annual meeting just 1 year ago. He said, I was in a World Economic Conference and I met men who were the CEOs of billion-dollar corporations. And I said to them, don't you realize that the way you're using up the world's resources, in a sense, you're headed for a brick wall. And they said to me, of course we realize that, Mr. Lyons, but you must realize that we have been put in our jobs to make as much money as we can for our stockholders. If we don't do that, we're out of a job. Lyons then said, are any of you grandfathers? And a number of them said, oh yes, as though they'd like to show me a photograph. I then asked them, when do you stop being a CEO and start being a grandfather? And they were silent. Mm-hmm.